Designs for President Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexico border are due today. Hundreds of companies have submitted bids, including Rod Hadrians. He's the owner of a construction firm near San Diego called Tridy Panel, and he joins me now. Hello, Rod.
Hi, how are we doing?
Fine,
how
thanks.
How can I help you guys?
Well, I'd like to know what a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border by Rod Hadrian would look like.
It's a concrete wall. Our system consists of it's a stay-in-place foreign building system. It has a foam core with wire mesh on the exterior, and we spray shotcrete on it or cement or gunite. It's lightweight. It's extremely fast to move and erect. We normally use it for building homes and commercial buildings. In the past, I built several walls that were 1,000 foot long, maybe 15 feet high, sound walls between hotels and railroad tracks, etc.
Well, it better be strong because the feds say it has to be physically imposing. The height has to be at least 18 feet, but up to 30. It has to have anti-climbing features so that, you know, people can't scale it with a ladder or use grappling hooks to get over. It also has to extend 6 feet underground. Can you meet all those standards?
Yes, that's correct. The footings would be 6 feet deep, and they're probably reinforced with different types of rebars. The first 12 feet of the wall, they want it to have additional rebars, say a grid by 12 inch by 12 inch, 8 inch by 8 inch, whatever you design, and they're going to do a test on it. They're going to give the whoever does the testing, they're going to give them any type of battery-operated hand tools, grinders, cutters, chisels, any type of a pneumatic tool that can run off of a battery, hammers, sledgehammers. They give them 30 minutes to cut a 12-inch by 12-inch hole through the wall. That's part of the written spec.
Yeah, and that's part of the prototypes that are going to be put up in the San Diego area where you are once they choose which companies they're interested in. But is it realistic to think that any wall that's built can actually keep people out?
I don't know that the wall's the way, to be honest with you. They have drones. They have a lot of electronics. They're going to put cars up and down roads. It's just my opinion. I don't think they'll do this wall the 2,000 miles. I think they're going to probably do it in front of major cities. I don't think it's a bad idea. I love the Mexican people. I'm building a home in Mexico right now, currently down outside of Cabo San Lucas, and most of my workers are Hispanic.
So wouldn't that put your workers in an awkward position if you were to get this job? I mean, why are you bidding for it?
Well, my workers probably wouldn't work on this. It's going to be a billion-dollar company that gets this. There's maybe 7 or 8 of them in America. It's not going to be a little guy like myself, but I'm stubborn and hard-headed, and if I don't get the opportunity to build the wall, I'd like to sell and furnish the product with a partner, with one of the billion-dollar contractors, and have them build it with the product.
Well, look, Rod, that might put you in the crosshairs of the California State Assembly, because as I'm sure you know, there are members there who have proposed a law that would strip state pension fund investments from California companies that are building the border wall. Now, you're a private, small company, so that may not apply to you, but you would have to put up with the backlash that getting this job could come along with. Would you be willing to do that?
I'm not. I'm fearless, actually. Sometimes I've been told I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I've never run away from anything in my life, and so I'm not going to be intimidated by the state. California is a little different. I mean, you hear it. I hear it every day. The people, the mentality. I love it here. I'm not going to run the state down, but we've had our differences before.
Did you support Donald Trump in the election?
I did. I think he's got some good things going on for him, and then he has some bad things. He needs to think before he talks a little bit, but nobody can do anything right 100% of the time. So just my opinion. So I'm trying to do this. I'm thinking that I can be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Rod Hadrian owns Tridy Panel. It's a construction company in Carlsbad, California. And Rod, I can't let you go without asking you about your name, which evokes the Emperor of Rome who built Hadrian's Wall all the way back in 122 AD. Coincidence, or is this some ancient family business?
I like to think the genes are related, but You know, that brings up a really great point, because I filled out so much paperwork for this Trump thing and for the government. It's insane. And the other day I was thinking about it in the evening. I was tired and I thought, what am I doing this for? I should just be able to get at least an invite by my last name.
All right, Rod, thank you.
Thank you.